Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
You would please open your Bibles to the Gospel according to Matthew. We are in chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And we are beginning in verse 19, reading through the end of the chapter. Matthew 6, beginning in verse 19, this is God's word. "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. We live in a world where tons of people are filled with anxiety. I mean, worried about this, worried about that, worried about the other thing. Jesus deals with many of those worries, eliminating them one by one. And he gives us a command. There are a lot of commands in the Bible, but some of the commands are repeated on more than one occasion. Well, here Jesus repeats a command over and over and over and over. We need to be sure and pay attention to it. Do not worry. Do not worry. Do not worry. My mother used to say, "Well, I'm just a worrier." And I said, "Mom, what if I were to say, 'Well, I'm just an adulterer'? Is that okay?" Now, we actually live in a time when a lot of people are finding their identity in their sin And they feel that because certain behaviors are such a part of their lifestyle that they ought to identify as that. That is an abomination. Well, I mean, you can't expect the truth from me. I'm just a liar. Not okay. Well, you can't expect to be safe around me. I'm a hothead. Not okay. Don't allow sin to define who you are. If you are a Christian, your identity is in Christ, and sin is something you're to consider yourself dead to. I'm not doing that again, by God's grace. I'm not going to go there. Well, yeah, you've said that before. Yeah, but you know what happened? I've been born again. I started a new life. And whereas before I was powerless against sin, I now have the capacity to obey God. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Pastor Wood is a popular speaker for family and marriage retreats, conferences, and pro-life fundraisers. If you are planning an event, a retreat, or conference, and would like to invite Pastor Wood to speak or teach, please visit pastorwood.org and fill out our speaker request form. At this site, you will also find over a dozen books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. Again, please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
So, and he's holding out Christian, do not worry. Do not worry. Do not worry. Now, there are some other verses that go before that. I think that you're kind of starting there in verse 25. Yeah, but I'll tell you why. The first part of verse 25 is therefore. Therefore. Whenever you see the word therefore in the Bible, you need to be sure and pick up what goes before it. If we are going to live a life without worry, it has a lot to do with what happens in verse 19 and following. Jesus said, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. It is not wrong to own some stuff. It is wrong to be owned by stuff. And I'm telling you, if you're not careful, things will begin to get a grip on you. Oh, we've got to take care of this. We've got to take care of that. Oh, well, you know, we can't leave the house because we got all this stuff that has to be taken care of. Years ago, my wife and her sister took two of my sons and her sons on a camping trip on the Appalachian Trail. Seemed like a good idea at the time. But one of the things you find on the Appalachian Trail is that as you hike along, there's all kinds of real nice new camping equipment that has been discarded by people who thought they were going to be well-equipped for the hike and discovered on the hike that it is just too much to carry all that stuff. I discovered this when I was working as a janitor at a librarian. There were these little metal bookends that you'd put on a shelf to hold the books standing up straight. Each one of them weighed just a matter of ounces. They were solid metal, but they were lightweight. So I filled a whole box with them and then went to lift the box and nearly broke my back. Because one at a time, not a problem. Put them all together, oh, good grief. How much does this box weigh? Jesus says, in this life, in order that he wants to spare us from worry. Don't lay up treasures for yourself on earth. Well, what's he talking about? What does he mean? Can I not have a baseball card collection? Well, look at what he says. There are two kinds of things he warns against. One is things where moth and rust destroy. I have some wool sweaters. But what I hate is when I wear them, the moths just fly down and start, you know, devouring my sweaters. That's really a bummer. Is that what happens? Not at all. Wool only gets chewed up when you leave it in storage for a long time, where the moths can get in there and lay their eggs, and then their young chew their way out. Moths destroy that which is in storage, not that which is being used. If you're wearing your wool, it's safe. If you're storing your wool, it's in danger. Likewise, rust. Which things tend to rust out? Stuff that is constantly in use, or stuff that has been set aside for a while? It's in storage. It's the stuff that's in storage. It's the things that are sitting there. Jesus warns against storing up things that are temporal. I could give you many illustrations, but I will simply say there is a solution for this. If you've got a bunch of extra, give it away. Give it away. Don't store up treasures for yourself on earth. I know a sweet Christian couple that literally died with storage containers full of treasures. Stuff, antiques, silver, crystal, all kinds of things in storage trailers that they just weren't ready to give up. Stupid. Wasteful, sinful. Jesus says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and here's the second part, where thieves break in and steal. Thieves break in and steal the luxury items, the over-the-top stuff, the stuff we don't need anyway. Jesus says, don't store that stuff up. You're going to be worried about it, having to try and secure it, having to look after it. Boy, I got to be sure nothing happens to this. I remember a number of years ago when there was a forest fire headed our way, not 2016, this one was before that. We got a phone call early in the morning. This lady said, Jim, you've got to get up. There's a fire headed your way. And I thought, boy, she's hysterical. Okay, thank you very much. I hung up the phone, pulled back the curtains. And there was a forest fire headed our way. Quite a wake up. And so I got the family up, and we loaded up the Suburban with clothes baskets that had our essential clothing, our insurance papers, and our photo albums, okay? And then we prayerfully watched the fire as it moved toward us. And I thought to myself, how blessed I was that everything we really cared about, we could fit in the Suburban. If my house went up in flames and all the furniture, including antiques and things that have been in the family a long time and all that stuff, if all that stuff went away, I'm fine. We're fine. Because that stuff doesn't own us. We are not owned by our things. If you lay up treasures for yourself on earth, you're going to have a life of anxiety. I know so many rich people who are plagued with anxiety about what if I lose this? What if I lose that? Who cares? I had a person this weekend who was fearing for their life. I said, what if this person kills me? And I said, let me ask you a question. What if this person kills you? Well, then I'll be with Jesus. I said, so you're okay, right? Are you okay? Are you okay if you die? You know what happens if I die? Paradise. Better than anything I've experienced in this life. For to me, to live is Christ. And to die is gain. Once you're not afraid to die, pretty hard for people to scare you. Do not worry. Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth. That's all we need to know. No, it's not. Do store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Jesus says, don't hoard treasure here. Invest in eternity. Invest in eternity. Store up treasures for yourself in heaven. How do I do that? Give it to God. How do I do that? Send it to Jim Wood, P.O. Box. No. If you want to store up treasures in heaven, do what Jesus says with your money. Spread the gospel and help the poor. Do things for people who can't repay you. Jesus has already taught us about this earlier in the Sermon on the Mount. Not announcing it with trumpets and trying to make people aware of that. For the plaque announcing my gift, do you think I ought to be looking this way or dead on? No. No. And then Jesus says, not only be careful what you hold on to, but be careful what you look at. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Check out Psalm 101, verses 3 through 4. Let me tell you, a lot of people read that and they think, oh, so I definitely shouldn't look at pornography, should I? No, you shouldn't. But you know what else you probably shouldn't look at? A bunch of magazine ads or TV ads or other kind of ads or shows that cause you to lust after things. I found that if I drive through certain neighborhoods, I don't just admire the house, but when I get home, my house doesn't seem so grand, you know? Be careful what you look at. Be careful what you look at. No one can serve two masters, Jesus says. So be careful where your loyalty is. Well, money is not the root of all evil. You're right. The love of money is the root of all evil. And if your goal is to get rich and have lots of money, you are chasing an idol that cannot care for you. I've seen people make fortunes. I've seen people lose fortunes. Cast but a glance at riches, it's going to fly away. Don't put your heart there. Make your loyalty to God. Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat or drink or what you're going to wear. And Jesus teaches us, as he eliminates our worries one at a time, to consider God's faithfulness. Look at the way that God cares for the birds of the air, the flowers of the field. If you look at God's faithfulness all around you, you realize God can be trusted. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. The Apostle Paul says, I've learned the secret of being content, whatever I have, whatever my circumstances, it's okay. Consider God's faithfulness, and then consider worry's fruitlessness. You and I are not going to fix things by worry. Is God sufficient to care for you if bad things happen? What if the biopsy turns out to be malignant? Well, God can heal cancer. Yes. And what if God chooses not to heal your cancer? What happens if you die? Let me tell you, if you're not prepared to die, you ought to be worried. Jesus is speaking to his disciples. If you know him, if you are trusting in him, then whatever happens, it's going to be okay. Because this is all so temporary. Learn from the flowers. Beautiful one day, dead the next.
Pastor Wood, this seems kind of morbid.
No, it's reality. And once you embrace the truth that God is teaching, you can appreciate the flowers. And you can enjoy your own life. And when you begin to find that you look in the mirror and you don't see a youthful person anymore, it's okay. It's not a problem. Sometimes you make it sound like it's hard to grow old. It is hard to grow old, but I'm not going to grow old forever. One of these days, I'm going to leave this earthly tent. And when I do, God has prepared forever for me with him. And it's going to be fabulous. So consider God's faithfulness. And then remember who your boss is. Remember who your boss is. Jesus said, we must seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. I've got to make it my priority to do God's will. To seek his kingdom is not looking with a compass and a map trying to find the place where God is. The kingdom of God is about a relationship with him as king, with him as the ruler. So every day, my priority has got to be doing the will of God. Well, how do I know what the will of God is? That's why we study his word. And I'll tell you one thing about the will of God. He tells us not to worry. He tells us that we must be careful what we hold on to. And be careful what we look at. And be careful where our loyalty is. Are you seeking first his kingdom? Is that the number one priority, or is it in the top five on your list? Seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added to you. I love the fact that Jesus says, so don't worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things and you don't really need them. Is that what Jesus said? No. He says, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. We try to be sure that when a guest comes to our house, we've got clean towels, clean sheets, a little shampoo, deodorant, brand new toothbrush, toothpaste, whatever's needed. If you need it, it's okay. Now, if you brought your own, that's fine. We all say, no, you cannot use that shampoo in our home. But you can travel light when you come to our house. We'll take care of you. You know why I can? Because my Father takes care of us. And he knows what we need better than we do. We sometimes think, oh, I really need this. And God says, no, you don't. And then God says, here, I want you to have this. And we're like, what is this for? God says, you're going to need it. He knows what we need, and he'll give us what we need. And God has surprised us with that time and again. Beautiful ways. So, don't worry about the future. Trust God for today. You may not be here tomorrow. We may not be here tomorrow. Wouldn't it be foolish to disobey God and be focused on something that we thought we had to prepare for when God had a different plan? Trust him. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He'll meet every need.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.